Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
February 15th, this Tet thing. For almost 2 weeks, the VC has been going crazy in the southern part of South Vietnam. The military newspaper, Stars and Stripes, reports that it's even been longer up in the northern part, at a place called Way and some place called Kaishan. Glad I'm not there. I have to tell the family something, so I better write home.
15th of February, 1968. Dear folks and John, hiya. Just received a lot, and I mean mucho, of mail. It had been almost completely cut off during the last 2 weeks because of the outbreak by the VC. But now it's all here, and once again, I'm way behind in my letter writing. Thanks for the packages. I got the one from the 5th grade class, and the one with nuts, and the one with candy. Thanks again. I got a piece of mail mailed January 9th, I think, from John. It had some pretty funny pictures. Boy, this past 2 weeks has been something else. We've had some pretty close calls, and the Viet Cong did manage to do some damage, but we hit them harder. The riverboats, not including the army it carries, managed to kill over 300 Viet Cong, and the army killed many more, of course. The last letter I told of an ambush. Well, there was another. We weren't so lucky in it. When I say we, I mean the whole river squadron, not the boat. The boat was one of the very few lucky ones. We didn't even receive a mark. Say hi to everybody for me. By the way, I'm curious to know what furniture you have where. Seems to me the family room and living room could be bare. Bye for now. Love, Tom.
When I decided to come here, I didn't think about needing to write home. It would be much easier for me if I didn't, but I would not want them not knowing if I'm alive or not.
Mm. Very sensitive to and aware.
Kind of
how the family would feel, because that's very true.
True, yeah. I think I might have been jealous of other letters I'd read in, say, books and history classes and what have you. Some people are so elegant in their letter writing, and I'm still intimidated by how beautifully some people write letters. And mine never have been.
Super eloquent.
Super eloquent. Later, way later on in the book, I talk about a fellow named Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain. He's my Civil War hero. He's the one who saved Little Round Top during the Gettysburg Address. He is also the one who received the surrendering troops of Robert E. Lee at the time of the surrender, and he brought his troops to attention and saluted the enemy soldiers. Very dramatic situation. But in between those two occurrences, he was wounded at a major battle. And he and the doctors and his fellow troops thought he was going to die from his wounds. And he wrote a letter home. One of the most beautiful letters I have ever read in my life, that he wrote on his deathbed that wasn't a deathbed, as it turns out. And ever since reading that letter, I just put the icing on the cake that I'm a kind of a sad letter writer.
At least you can admit it.
Yeah, at least.
That's good.
I think there's several who would testify, especially Mom and Dad would have testified, that Tom just doesn't write letters.
Right. So your boat did not have a mark? What? Tell me how in the world? What?
You know, in reading that letter and realizing that happened, I don't know. It is hard to describe a 1968 firefight in the Mekong Delta, because there is so much going on. It's a movement the whole time, because the boats are moving, typically.
Right.
99% of the time they're moving. Everything's being fired. We had a couple of times when we got into a firefight. In fact, one time we got into a firefight with the U.S. Army. It was not the unit we had on our boats. It was another unit. They were on a convoy on land, and we were a convoy on river, both going the same direction at the same time. Somebody fired the odd shot.
Oh, no.
And A firefight broke loose, and finally there was a clearing in the jungle. Of course, that clearing might have been because we caused a clearing between in the firefight.
Oh, my God.
Ceasefire was called. Not one person got even a scratch. Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
And how does that happen? I don't know. Except
I was going to say, what are the odds?
The odds are...
All those factors kind of coming.
And so for our boat to come out without a scratch, not even a single mark, luck of the draw. I don't believe in luck, but luck of the draw.
Right, right. And it was just for that moment, because I'm sure your boat did not come unscathed by the end of this.
Oh, by the end, no. It was, our boats were so heavy, it took styrofoam to keep them afloat. The boat was lined with styrofoam. I think we've talked about that a little bit. That styrofoam would catch unexploded rockets. And we would come in from a firefight with live rockets dangling off the side of the boat.
Are you kidding?
Which means you can't tie up next to another boat.
Nope.
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 Neither.
Not going to happen.
The other boat's not going to, and you're not going to.
Nope.
It ain't happening. And they'd have to call out UDT, Underwater Demolition Team, to disarm the rockets before we could go and tie up next to the ship.
Fascinating.
So, but how we came out of that unscathed.
A miracle.
It's easier for me to say the good Lord above was watching, certainly over our boat and some others. Yeah. Next time we meet, you're going to learn about Jackie.
Oh.
Wow.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey, on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.